נעלו בבריאותי שלום, חיזוקים, לא רבה קדושה, שמירת העיניים. You should know people are living in Amash and Gehenom, Gehenom. Some people know it, some people don't know how to get out of it. I go, Apatzash, and the sad thing is that the same situation is so easy. It's just a lack of knowledge. That Chazal says, Dat kanita, ma chasata. Dat chasata, ma kanita. If you're lacking knowledge, if you have knowledge, what are you lacking? If you don't have knowledge, what do you gain? And people think, we went to some house the other day, they think we're on drugs. They're not kidding, they think we're on drugs because we're smiling too much. They're sure that we're on drugs. So what do you take? What do you take before you come here? What do you take? And Rav Arush said also when he did Shuvah, Rav Arush told us that you would get to university. He said, no shalom be'emet, what do you take? Are you joking with us? What do you smoke? So we explained to them, Slicha, that's happiness to smoke something, to have a cup of wine, and then you have a buzz. Is that you have? Happy to him. That's running away from the situation.
Fake
happiness. It's not happy with us. Not even fake happiness. It's nothing. It's running away from your life. And then we explain to people that if you have knowledge, you're happy. It's not lacking anything. Why are you not happy in life? Because you're lacking. Because they don't have this, they don't have that. I don't know. Come in and varim, baroshacha, mishuka. Amen. So, we all have an obligation, like the Rav spoke yesterday, to go and talk to people. People are willing to hear. People want to hear. People are thirsty. They're so. I spoke to Avrech here in Chutz Chesed. He's 23 years old. He did tshuva when he was 17 and a half. He told me that when he was 17, he already went through all the pleasures of life, all the tavot of this world, and his life, where he felt like there's nothing to do with life. His life is empty. He started searching. And then he had a book of Avraham in his house, someone gave him some wedding, I don't know what. And he started doing Bodhidut without even keeping anything. Just Bodhidut in the beginning of that. And then today he's Avraham, he's married, he has three children, Vaina. He told me that's how it is now. People, they want to hear because they see that this world has nothing to offer you. They went by 17, by 20, they went through all the tablets of this world, and they feel empty. What more? Anything more? So, some people, they think that there is something somewhere else, so they start going to India, and it was South America, and here and there. They're searching, but they're already in the search. When you're in the search, you're in a good situation. Now, Hashem will guide you to that junction with that guy is sweating his brains out to give you a CD. To give you something, to knock on your door, to give you a chiyuch. So let Hashem stop. By the way, if someone wants to donate some CDs to me, I would love them. I want to go more, and I have only 10 CDs left. Any kesef if not more. So I'll be happy to go out and give more to people. Kol adam ze amoach shelo. Ah, we said this already. No, we didn't say this. A man is his brain. All of his life, a man's life, is going through life through what he has in his head. Adam itpaler al kach shurav kalani mishto. A person is wondering, why am I always fighting with my wife? What's wrong with me? Why am I always fighting with her? Maybe she's so bad. What's going on in my life? But it's just a result of what goes on in his head. Right? Kol ha-nisyonot she'adam bebeito im ishto im yeladav im anashim bachutz. All the person's test in his house, in his life, with his wife, with his children, people in his work, in his shiva, everywhere. He would stand the test according to what goes on in his head. If he has nonsense in his head, if he has shviyot, then of course he has anger, he has murder in his head, he has niyuf in his head. That's what he has. That's what will come out when the test comes about, right? If a person has ego kaze. That's what he knows. No, ma pitom. I'm gonna say I'm sorry. I'm gonna mevater. I'm gonna give. I'm gonna איך הוא מבטר?
יוד.
מה זה?
יוד.
יוד. אני כופר. כן, me? I'm gonna say ma pitom. כן. Of course, that's what he's gonna get upset easily. That's what his kids are gonna. Of course, right? But if a person he learns what Chazal teaches, lo kapdam elamed, lat lat, right? If you want people to listen to you, or to speak calmly, to listen to what Chazal say, the psukim and what Chazal teaches, his reaction to every situation in life will be different, very different. I remember, I tell you with myself, many years ago, not many, but 60 years ago, when I began doing Afatza, the stuff of the Rav and everything, people in the junction used to rebuke me and disgrace me and say all kinds of things. I used to be nifga, I used to get hurt. What are you saying to me? I said, not nice. And today is very different. What changed? People still telling me, what changed? You come to the Rav, you change your head a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you learn Rabbeinu a little bit? You go to the field more than a little bit. So you change your head, and then that's how you react to each situation in life. Okay. Someone asked me, what's going on in the world? So many cases of violence and murder and crazy things. I told them it's all a result of what people are putting in their head from the internet or from all these. Can all these all kinds of kids, so they see such contamination. You see on the internet or on the TV, you see rape and you see murder and you see robbery and this and that. That's what people get ideas. Where do they get the ideas from?
Movies.
Such cruel ideas, right? You get from, because you see it in the movies. And who made the movies? Some sicko who's sitting in LA, right? In the valley over there. The Valley of Tuma. Okay? Emek Silicon. Is that what it's called? Silicon Valley?
No, that's up north.
Ah.
Silicon Valley. Whatever. No, that's San Fernando Valley. San Gabriel Valley.
Okay? And we see such murder. Right? It's things that a person. It's very simple. Take a kid here from Mas Sharim. Right? And take a kid who, when 9 years old, he saw all the movies in the world already, okay, and the internet and everything. So someone told me this. He's 9 years old, he knew everything. Everything about sex, everything about murder, everything. 9 years old. That's not a destruction of someone's soul. Not a destruction of someone's soul. Taking away his tmimut. You know what? Rav Linder here, he told me, that, remember there was a pigua here and they killed the mechaber? He went here. A few months ago, half a year ago. Mm-hmm. Less than half a year ago.
It was during the Rav
Shiur. Exactly, during the Rav Shiur, right in the beginning of the Rav Shiur, 12 o'clock.
And all we heard was Gantari, that I have a tape of it. It's on the internet. All we could do
too,
is.
So people went to see. So Rav Linder said, I'm not going to see. I said, why not? He said, it destructs my neshama. He's in the 70s, this guy. It destructs my neshama to go see something cruel, something bad. It's true.
Just down the block.
You know what?
There was a bus terrorist attack.
Okay. Now, people who went through wars, and people war, especially, there's a lot of horrible things that they saw. They saw, not in the movie, they saw in real life horrible things. Until today, they need medication or the tipul, until today, for years and years. And they're called patsua, even though nothing, their body is all whole. They're called injured, they get money from the states for they can't work normally, they can't sleep normally, they can't live normally. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They went to the war. It's called Hele Milchama, whatever it's called. Yeah. A shock from war.
Remember Palman Nachman.
Palman Nachman also, right? What he went through in the
Vietnam. Yes. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
You get as a neche, poor neche, as a cripple. You get from the state money. From Israel, you get money from the state. Yeah, you get state. You get money because you can't work normally. You can't be a normal person.
There they say thank you for your service.
Thank you. Kol tov, shalom.
Kol tov.
The U.S.
America.
Kitzur, if you want to clean our head and look at kids who grew up without the TV, without the internet, everything.
Video games.
Okay, without klum, they have innocency, they have the tamimut, their neshama, their nefesh. Their nefesh is more strong to go through life. They have more koch to go through life. They're not broken. Yeah, Zot Hashem. Zot Hashem, we should all Zot Hashem be zochet to put into our heads only good things and not anything bad. No mash, to be sensitive when something bad someone says even strikes you. Yesterday in the junction.
Destroy. Not just destroy.
When someone hears you, it will shock you.
Destroy.
No, but I'm going to say that you want to be so sensitive that if someone even says a bad word, right away it'll shock you. Yesterday in the junction, this lady, she I don't know, something happened with this other car. I guess he cut her in front of her, whatever, I don't know what. She opened the window. I didn't realize, I just heard him say it. And she tells this guy, "Ata chatzuf lo katan, aval ta gam tipesh gadol." You're not a small chatzuf on a chutzpah, and you're a big idiot. And he did something dangerous. He cut her and mashed in the way, whatever. But just to hear those words from an older lady who's speaking to someone adult, I was like, because you're not used to hearing these things. But in the street, I heard two kids speaking on the bus. Every other word is idiot, tipesh, ya mefager, ya metumtam, chole nefesh. That's what they talk, they're friends. It destructs your soul even to speak like that.
Destroys
your soul even to speak like that.
They're
religious kids, or whatever.
Until today, until
guy,
they're from the movies.
Until today, I never knew, not even one bad word in Hebrew. Until today.
Good, you should never know.
No, I don't want. I don't want, not even remember. Not even one.
The child is the child. Sunday this year, Monday this year, Tuesday this year, and then Sunday this year.